produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Great, amazing day, everyone. Welcome to Nurture by Natasha Radio, where here we help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, once more, Lord God. Lord, we know that we are dealing with a lot of things down here on earth, Lord God, but we just thank you, Lord God, for our health and our strength, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for just seeing another day, for seeing another month, and just bringing us through all that you have brought us through. And Lord, I just ask you, Lord God, just to keep everyone here under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Lord, hear their prayer and hear their cries. And Lord, I know that if you could do it for me, you can do it for them too. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for all these things in your Christ's name's sake. Amen. Great day to each and every one of you. Welcome on in to the Nurture by Natasha show. We greatly appreciate you for taking the time. Today, we're going to talk about how to remain faithful to God's calling. We know that oftentimes it can be very challenging in the midst of losing a loved one, going through life circumstances, and trying to find that time to really tune into the spirituality part of you. Sometimes in the midst of the things that we go through in a day-to-day with life. We know that the world is desperate for us to live out our calling with humanity, gentleness, boldness, as well as a servant heart. And so we're going to make some mistakes along the way. It's going to be some stumbling blocks that's going to happen along the way. And oftentimes it can really taint our faith or really have you sometimes to saying, Lord, why is this happening? How many of you out there can agree with that in the midst? And so we serve a God who has chosen us. He has a plan and we can trust him with it. As the Holy Spirit leads us in our calling, we must walk in humility and alertness. As I have sought to grow in my faith and remain faithful to the calling God has me to live out, I followed certain strategies along the way that I want to share with you here on today. And so what I do is I definitely say my prayers each and every day and stay prayed up, right? And having a prayerful life is always super important in the midst of the things that we go through and praying constantly. And so Paul tells us to pray constantly, pray about everything and in every situation. Prayer does not have to be anything structured or perfect. We have to start by thanking God for who he is and what he has done for us in our lives. Some things in our life we're not going to always understand in the midst of the things. But I encourage you to continue to talk with God about how you feel and what you're struggling with. Oftentimes, we're not going to understand the journey. And sometimes and when we come out squeaky clean on the other side and know that he has a plan for us all. So share your heart with him and ask him to guide your steps and your circumstances and protect you against all the things that you're dealing with. And thank him. Sometimes it may be a little hard, right, in the midst of the situation of thanking him at that time, but continue to in the certain situations of just thanking him for the life of someone. And even if it's a bad situation, sometimes, you know, we don't think of bad situations as a lesson learned in the midst of the things of when we're going through. And so the more we pray, the more we strengthen our relationship with God and we strengthen our relationship with God when we are more able to hear his voice and understand his calling. The other thing that I wanted to share with you in the midst is be obedient to the Holy Spirit's guidance. Oftentimes, right, many of us, we put matters into our own hands. And I know I'm probably stepping on some toes on today. We hear the Holy Spirit when we need to be obedient to what we've been called to do. Many of us, we continue to keep running away from what it is that we know that we're destined to become. And learning God's voice helps us to grow in the relationship. And so it may be that little small voice that keep tapping you on your shoulder and guiding you into some things that just may be a little bit uncomfortable, or maybe even just having of, how am I going to do this? And so oftentimes I used to ask myself that, and I assure you that he will send the help that's needed, right? No man is an island. He'll send you the help that is needed. And so God's voice helps us to grow in relationship with him by being obedient. It helps us to express our faith in action. In the New Testimonial language, Greek, there are a few different words translated as obey. One of the words means to trust. So don't only obey the Holy Spirit's guidance, but trust him to lead you well. And when we trust, it's easier for us to obey. So why do you call on the Lord? Lord, I don't do the things I say. And that's Luke chapter 6, verses 46. Definitely take the time to read it in your quiet time. And so that brings me to my third point, and reading God's word daily. Listen, reading the Bible is so significant. It is truly our instruction book to help us in troubling time and joyful time and sorrow time and the times that we need them most. And sometimes even in the midst when we feel a little anxious, even though he tells us don't be anxious for anything. And so oftentimes in reading in his word and trying to get the guidance of the things that you're going through with your children, with your spouse, and just remaining steadfast. And so reading his word, in order for us to remain faithful to his calling in our lives, we must know the Heavenly Father's voice, as I stated before, and understanding and his leading. Relationships come from a comfortability and intimacy. And so we know that even with our spouses, in the midst of having that intimate time and conversation and having that conversation and that closeness with him, which are built over time, right? With any relationship, it's built over time. And so listen, take some time to get into it. We have all of these amazing apps and things that we have on our phones and in the midst of the different gadgets and tools that we can use on a day-to-day. Pick a scripture each week that you're going to, you know, subscribe on your heart, and it'll allow you to really get a better understanding of the Bible. And listen, I assure you, it will truly nurture you in the midst of your walk with him. I'm so grateful for Nurtured by Natasha Radio because it really gives me that foundation of really just really staying rooted in my word to come to you each and every month to definitely to share. And so by spending that time in your Bible daily, we grow. It helps us and gives us the direction that we need. And listen, he is the best comforter that you could ever ask for in the midst. And so when you look in the book of Psalms 119, verses 105, your word is a lamp for my feet and your light on my path. And so I'm so grateful that even in the midst of our darkest times, right, some of the times that we can remember and really sit back and ponder on, or just to take the time in our quiet time to think of the times that we didn't have such a great, amazing day or amazing month or amazing week and things like that, that we can really reflect back and say, wow, look how far he has truly brought me. Many times we wanted to throw in the towel, and sometimes we didn't know how we were going to pay some bills that were coming up, or even after we lost our job in the midst of which way we were going to go. But listen, can I assure you that many of us, we have some gifts and tools and talents and things that he given each and every one of us, right? Someone else could be crocheting or knitting blankets or maybe even be a pottery. And the fact of the matter is, yes, many may look to the left and may look to the right and say, you know what? Tom or Susan does a little bit better than I do, and I don't have that confidence. I sure truly here to tell you on today that, listen, he'll give you the confidence in the midst. And listen, he made you uniquely and wonderfully made in his own image. And so in the midst of the things and the tools and the gifts that he has given us, you do it the best that you know how. And keep your eyes on the prize of the gifts that he has given you. And trust me, your gifts will truly, truly make room for you. And listen, also of having faith the size of a mustard seed, it goes a mighty, mighty long way in the midst. And so there may be others around you that may not believe in the things that you state or the visions that have been given to you, maybe in a late night hour, maybe in a time when you were in your darkest time, and this thing just keep pondering on you of maybe even staining some glass or writing that amazing book that you've been wanting to tell your story about life's journey or whatever the case may be. Listen, get out there and be the best book writer, be the best songstress, be the best clay maker that you can be. Someone out there would love to see your gifts and love to see you expound on your gifts that you have. And sometimes in the midst of our pain and the things that we go through on a day to day, it's in the midst of that's when things, great things are birthed in the midst. Because truth be told, many of us, if we try to do some things in the midst of when things are just going just great, even superb, we will put them on the back burner and say, life is going great for me right now. I don't really need to ponder on these things because, listen, I work a 9-to-5 or I do these things and I'm happy where I'm at. But it's just one thing that your gift that just keep pressing and weighing on you. And it takes sometimes for the things that is unpressing of the midst of that we should be doing that be snatched from us to allow you to see the greatness that's inside of you. I don't know who this message is for on today, but listen, tap into your greatness. Many of us, even as seniors, I go out to different senior centers and retirement homes throughout the week, and they're my favorite. They're my absolute favorite. I love all people, but seniors have a special place in my heart. And many of them, you know, as they retire, they're on a fixed income. And I always tell them, you still have a gift. No matter how old you are, you still have a gift. Maybe it's those blankets that you used to crochet that your great grandmom or your grandmom or your mom that teach you how to do it. And the fact is, there's a youth out there that don't have a clue, but they're eager to learn and eager to spend time with grandmom or that figure of that wisdom of learning a new craft and to keeping the legacy going on. And so, listen, I tell everybody, you know, your gifts will truly, truly make room for you in the things that you have going on. And listen, someone always needs something that you have because no man is an island and we all have a piece of the puzzle to do whatever it is that we set our mind out to be. And in the midst of crocheting and pottery making and all of those things, as my youthful folks, as I call my seniors, it helps to keep that mind strengthened because you're thinking. Right? An idle mind is a terrible thing to waste. And so even in the midst of getting in the midst of your word and even making journal books or even just painting a lovely picture of the image that has come into your mind and now you're going to exude it out on this beautiful canvas. The same way God started with a blank canvas with us and we were just clay that was just there, right? And he took and he molded us. Each in his our own unique way, whether we were man or woman, he created us uniquely in the midst of his image. And so in the midst of being his image, he's not going to leave us nor forsake us. And so in the midst, listen, hold your crowns up high. Have faith in what it is that you set out to do. And don't allow anyone to trip you up along your journey to tell you what it is that you're doing that no one would want it. Someone out there is looking for that great, amazing gift that you have. And so as today, I'm going to allow you to have some of my faith until you begin to build yours up into the way that it's going to definitely to help you to propel forward in the midst and continue to remain faithful to God's calling. Because listen, he doesn't make any mistakes in the midst of the things that he does. And so definitely having that obedience of that guidance is so super important in the midst and taking that time out to pray for all the things that you ask for. Listen, it don't happen overnight. Some of the things that we pray for, we're not ready to receive them in the midst Because some of the stuff, if he is giving it to us right away, we would so fumble the ball in the midst of it. And so rejoice always, pray consistently, give thanks in everything, for this is God's will for us in Christ. And that's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. And so in the midst of our amazing, amazing elders, we got to seek wisdom and counsel and submit to others to hold us accountable. And so I'm going to close with that of definitely having that accountability partner and seek wisdom, right? There's always someone out there that knows a little bit more than we know, that has gone through some things in life that you can definitely have that great counsel with in the midst. So in Proverbs, it tells us our heart is deceitful above all things, not some things, but all things. It is important for us to not only seek guidance from the Spirit, but to have others around us to help us and to decipher what it is, what we're hearing. Make sure you have some spiritual leaders or mature Christians around you whom you trust to walk your journey along with you. Be willing to submit to leadership. And so for some of us, that is super hard to submit to leadership, right? Many of us, we stray away because we don't want anyone to tell us just anything. And so many of us, we're trying to figure out life all on our own. And so he has put people down here to be that vessel to help. So pray for discernment in the midst of this time when you have those troubling times of trying to follow along and have that maturity and that wisdom and gain that wisdom from spiritual leaders in the midst. Pray for that discernment and choosing a few people or at least one person who should be in your life to hold you accountable. And so I'm going to leave you with Proverbs chapter 11, verses 14. It said, without guidance, a people will fall, but with many counselors, there is deliverance. And so there's hope. There's hope in the midst of all the things that we go through on a day to day. And so hopefully this has helped you on today as it has helped me in the midst of sharing it with you here on today. Listen. Keep the faith and listen, brighter days are coming. So keep praying, keep believing, and hold your head up. There's light at the end of the tunnel. My name is Natasha here with Nurture by Natasha, here to help you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. Be blessed.
I give myself away. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. I give myself away so you can. Come on, let him know. I give myself. Give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. What would happen if a generation embraced this? Come on, tell them. Here I am. Here I am.
Yeah. Hey. I give myself to you.
Come on, can we say that as our prayer tonight? My life is not my own.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.